Musical notes could hold precious value if a group of German musicians has its way. Violinists for the Beethoven Orchestra in Bonn say they play more notes than the brass and woodwind sections do, and they say they should be compensated accordingly. They're taking their case to a labor court, as Kyle James reports from Berlin.
Beethoven was born in Bonn, and his hometown orchestra tends to pull out all the stops when playing one of his symphonies. But the orchestra doesn't limit itself to that particular master, according to its director, Laurentius Bonitz.
We play all the works, all the scores from Mozart and Wagner and Haydn and all the contemporary music. It's a lot of work.
Too much work for the orchestra's 16 violinists, it would seem. They're suing for more money. The reason? Notes. Violinists say they have a lot of them. Whole, half, quarter, 16th, or 32nd. More than their wind-playing colleagues, like the oboists, flautists, or trombonists, the violinists want to receive a surcharge of about $120 more for each performance or rehearsal. They're suing their employer, the city of Bonn. The thinking is, more notes, more cash.
No, it's not a joke. It's not a joke, unfortunately.
Gerald Mertens is the director of the German Orchestra Union, which represents most of the players in Germany's state-funded system. He's normally on their side, but can't support the upcoming lawsuit. He agrees with the UPS since they act as the foundation of the orchestra. But that's the name of the game, he says.
In Germany, we have a very fantastic situation for the musician in orchestras. They have fantastic contracts here. We paid a lot of money for that. And so, I don't know. We think it's not a good idea to look in this way for more money.
Besides, he says, violinists often play together as a group, and the occasional flubbed downstroke can go unnoticed. Wind players, on the other hand, often play solos. If they miss a note, the whole concert hall can hear it. The story in Germany has resulted in a lot of shaking heads, as people wonder if their orchestra musicians are a bunch of spoiled brats. They already earn well, more than twice that of their counterparts in England, and more than all but the players in the very top orchestras in the U.S., according to director Bonitz.
If I'm studying violin and want to go in an orchestra, I know that I have to play more than a wind player, of course, because the scores are written by the composers like this. And so if I know this, I have to accept it. And so if I don't want to have it in that way, I have to study another instrument.
None of the violinists would talk to me for this story, although one did tell another reporter they weren't being pedantic with their demands, since they could have calculated the surcharge per 16th note. In the end, they just decided on the flat fee. The case goes to labor court in early May. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.